In the Borderlands, there was a bounty on ravens. No one there ever dared assume any raven was just a bird.
Light, if Heartsbane saw what the raven saw, we would all have been dead before he reached the mountains.
Rigan's voice was easy. It was a matter of every day to a Shinaran soldier. Perrin shivered, not from the cold, and in the back of his head, something snarled a challenge to the death. Heartsbane. Different names in different lands. Soulsbane and Heartfang, Lord of the Grave and Lord of the Twilight, and everywhere Father of Lies and the Dark One. All to avoid giving him his true name and drawing his attention. The Dark One often used ravens and crows, rats in the cities. Perrin drew another broadhead arrow from the quiver on his hip that balanced the axe on the other side.
"That may be big as a club," Rigan said admiringly, with a glance at Perrin's bow. "But it can shoot. I would hate to see what it could do to a man in armor."
The Shinarans wore only light mail now, under their plain coats, but usually they fought in armor, man and horse alike.
"Too long for horseback," Massima sneered.
The triangular scar in his dark cheek twisted his contemptuous grin even more.
"A good breastplate will stop even a pile arrow, except at close range. And if your first shot fails, the man you're shooting at will carve your guts out."
"That is just it, Massima."
Rigan relaxed a bit as the sky remained empty. The raven must have been alone.
"With this Two Rivers bow, I'll wager you don't have to be so close."
Massima opened his mouth.
"You two stop flapping your bloody tongues," Uno snapped.
With a long scar down the left side of his face and that eye gone, his features were hard, even for a Shinaran.
He had acquired a painted eye patch on their way into the...